Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be working or open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. We thank God for all you've been listening and wherever you're listening to is at. Won't you join us with me in prayer? Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for another blessed day and opportunity you've given us to come together in your word. Father, I pray today, Lord God, as I deliver your message, and Lord, that your word, that your spirit, that your anointing will be with me this day. And Lord God, help me to present the message in such a way that will be pleasing in your sight. Father, I pray that every soul that is seeking your face in truth will find it. In the name of Jesus, that you'll reveal yourself unto them. For Lord God, you deserve all the glory and honor and praise. And we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. And I want to say before I begin the broadcast, for those of you that are first-time listeners, perhaps first-time listeners to the series or first-time listeners to us on Blog Talk Radio, in this series here, I ask that you will go back and listen to the first three parts, especially part one, because on part one, I mentioned, as I'm going to mention, continue to mention in this series, two other books other than the Bible called The Word of the Lord and the Record of Nephi that goes with the Bible that contains the Word of God also. And in part one, I tell you where to go on Blog Talk Radio, what to listen to, to hear more about these two books. Also, in dealing with that note, I tell you where to order the messages or the books from, and, you know, glory be to God. And I want to give you the heads up to that in this series because some of you who may be first-time listeners will listen to this and say, you know what, what is this Record of Nephite you're talking about in this Word of the Lord? What is this you're talking about? Well, once again, if you listen to part one, I point you, you know, out to where you can listen to on Blog Talk Radio, listening to me on this page. Sometimes on these pages, there's a Bible in the right-hand corner. You click on it, a drop box will show. Click on the episodes and it'll show you all the episodes we've done. And if you listen to part one, I tell you where to go to and episodes to listen to concerning these books. I think another section here on this page, I think you can click on the God's Word to Man logo and it will give you, a Dropbox of episodes where you can go and listen to the past episodes. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we have been looking at this part of the series, and the title of this series being The End Time Like Noah's Time. The End Time Like Noah's Time. And this is the Lord Jesus' message to his people today and to all that will listen, that as in the days of Noah, so it is now. So it is now. And we have been looking at and discussing why is this end time or these last days we're living in like Noah's time. And we begin to understand from reading in Genesis 6 what the Word of God recorded and told us about the people in Noah's time. And we come to understand it's very similar today, okay? In fact, we're told by Christ that in these last days will be like the days of Noah. And we're coming to understand why Jesus let us know that, why he's saying that, okay? And I think, as I said before, that for many of us as believers, I think that we missed that part. I know we read it, okay? I know we read it. Some of us have read it many, many times. But I think we missed what Christ was fully trying to say to us and letting us know that this end time is like Noah's time. And as I said before during this series, that I know that there are some of us as believers who believe in a pre-trib rapture. And as I said, I wish that was true, but from what I've seen in the Word of God, that is not true. The timing, especially more or less, is put in the wrong place. Amen. So we have been looking at this part of the series and looking at this series and coming to grips and to understand why the Lord told us and letting us know that this end time, which is what this day right now that we're living in, is known as the last days or the end time, and why this end times is like Noah's time. Amen. And I think that if we really were to dig deep in studying the Word of God, I believe that we would get more revelation on why Christ told us that. Why was he saying that to us? And as I said before, I think that many times we miss it, okay? Hallelujah. We miss it. And we read the Word, but we don't have such an understanding of what he said. I put it this way, we do more on the surface type of reading, or maybe on the surface type of studying per se, and not dig any deeper. Amen. So we've been looking at why and coming to understand why Jesus tells us that this end time is like Noah's time. And we come to understand, just like we Genesis pointed out to us in the Bible, that during the time of Noah, the Lord said the earth was filled with violence. Well, we know that it is today. Amen. I mean, there's no change. I mean, it's like it was in the days of Noah. I mean, it hasn't gotten better. Amen. And the Lord is letting you know and letting us all know that these are similar times. Glory be to God. Now, I want to, for those of you who have your Bibles, I want to go back and let's open back up to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 in our Bibles here. We're going to go back, going into the Word of God today. Amen. And I want to take this moment to say that all of you that has been praying for me, I thank God for you, because I know that on this journey and giving the Word of God, it is not like some people think. You understand what I'm saying? Some people think because you call a preacher or a pastor or a minister that everything's supposed to be just easy. You know, just go out there easy. Just say anything to anybody and everybody receive you. Well, that's not so. Amen. It's not so. And then what people tends to forget or overlook, that there is a devil here in this world. And he's not going to just let you, quote, do things easy without some kind of resistance. Amen. And, you know, I have seen plenty of resistance, especially as of late, and over the last year over, because of the things. And once again, this is not to toot my horn, because there are other believers who are carrying the gospel, the Word of God, who's facing as much as I am. And in many cases, some are facing even worse. This is why I say to you many times on this broadcast that I got great respect for those who go out in the missionary fields into the other countries. I have the great utmost respect for them. Okay, because those people going over there, their lives is threatened right there, definitely at the minute, guns pointing in their face, you name it. Being beaten for the word of God physically, not just verbally. While we sitting here over here in America on the beach in the sun, okay? And we can't take when somebody say, I don't agree with you. We break down and go to crying and get depressed. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I just want to thank God for all you who've been praying for me. Amen. Because it's been a challenge, and some people don't get it. You know, I'm not intending to go in this route. I just want to say some people don't get it that coming on the broadcast and bringing the word of God is a challenge. Okay. Because it's not something where you're just sitting around filling your thumbs and just, oh, I'm just going to get on the broadcast. But you have an enemy out there named Satan. I'm not trying to give him props. But he's put up all his hindering tactics, whether it, you know, is on at home, on your job, or whatever. He puts up all kind of hindering tactics and tactics of to discourage you to try to keep you from going on. So for those of you that have been praying for me, I thank God for you. Amen. Now, as I said, we're going to go into Matthew chapter 24, but before we go there, I want to read something to you, a scripture from the book that is called The Record of Nephi, which is the record of the people here on this continent during the prehistoric times. Amen. One group coming from those who was of the Tower of Babel, when the languages of the people were confounded and they were scattered, according to Genesis 11, scattered abroad upon all the face of the earth. And then another group who was Israelites of the house of Joseph, who was led over here by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, glory be to God. There, I want to read, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There was a disciple of Christ named Nephi. Amen. Hallelujah. Whose earthly father was named Nephi. And he had kept an account of the people of God here in this continent during this time. Amen. And I want to read a verse to you. Glory be to God. Of what was said, hallelujah, glory be to God. And this is his recording of the people of God here. Now, the people of God over here in this continent during this time was called Nephites. And those who were not of the people of God was referred to as the Lamanites, amen? And so Nephi said, and now behold, it came to pass that the people of Nephi did wax strong and did multiply exceeding fast, and became an exceeding fair and delightsome people. And they were married and given in marriage, and were blessed according to the multitude of the promises which the Lord had made unto them. And they did not walk any more after the performances and ordinances of the law of Moses, because this is after Christ was crucified and resurrected. But they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing, okay, in fasting and prayer, and in meeting together oft, both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Now, I want to turn your ears to one of the things that was said in the scripture, how that they were married and given in marriage. Married and given in marriage. Amen. Now, if you would keep that in mind, let's go to Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to look at verse 37 and 38 in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 and verse 38. The word of God says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Amen. Now, if you would, turn to another place here. Let's go to Luke chapter 17 and keep that scripture in mind once again. Luke chapter 17. Let's go there. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, our fingers are doing a little walking tonight, but many times we need to exercise. Amen. We need to exercise. Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and verse 27. Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and verse 27. And the word of God says, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." Amen. Now, I want to turn your attention from the scripture I read to you in the Nephi record and the two places I read to you from the Bible. I want to turn your ears and your attention to the phrase marrying and given in marriage. Marrying and given in marriage. Now, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, what I read to you from the record of Nephi about the people of God over here on this continent during the prehistoric times, that Nephi recorded that they were marrying and given in marriage. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, I want you to understand that this marrying and giving in marriage was done in a holy, good way. Now, you said, why is that? Because there were some key things that were said in the scriptures in the Nephi record that shows that this marrying and giving in marriage was in a holy, good way. Number one, glory be to God, it said that they were married and given in marriage and were blessed, okay, according to the multitude of the promises which the Lord had made unto them. God is not going to bless sin. So if it was a marrying and given in marriage that wasn't right, okay, then God wouldn't bless. He's not going to bless sin. You know, you got people today who think that, and when they know that they have done something wrong, they really, and some of you think that I may be going overboard when I say this, but they actually think God's supposed to bless it. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. They think God's supposed to bless it. Like if they lie on their income tax to get more money, and when they didn't, when it don't happen, they go to praying, "Lord, bless this money to come forth." Well, you went about to try to do it in sin. And God is not going to bless sin. You understand what I'm saying? And you have people that carry this mentality that God's supposed to bless sin. Amen. That when you're going about doing things in a sinful manner, that they're expecting the Lord to bless it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they cut up and get mad when it, you know, it don't go their way. And forgetting, not really caring to think about, that the way they went about to try to get this thing was through sin. You understand what I'm saying? And then get mad at God if he don't bless it. And then be ready to jump you, you know, if you address it. Okay? Hallelujah. So these people who was married and given in marriage in this way, the word said that they was blessed. So this union was more acceptable to God. And also, the record of Nephi said, because they walked after the commandments that the Lord God had given them. In other words, you do it God's way, he'll bless it. Amen? Well, you know, we all got to keep that in memory, don't we? Amen? If you do it God's way, he will bless it. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, sometimes people don't want to do it God's way. They want to do it their way and still expecting God to bless it. Amen. But because they did it God's way, hallelujah, they were blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And so when we look in the Bible and looked at Matthew 24 and looked at Luke 17, we notice that the terms marrying and giving in marriage is spoken by Christ again, okay? And as I've said in the other parts in this series, that many would probably look at it and say, oh, they were marrying and giving in marriage. Okay, that's what the Lord said do. You know, man meet woman, woman meet man, get married, right? Well, it ain't just as plain as you think. Amen? Glory be to God. Jesus said they were marrying and giving in marriage. Now, the word marrying in the Greek, which is the Greek word gameo means to wed of either sex. To wed of either sex. Now, the word marriage, because Jesus said they were marrying and giving in marriage, the word marriage, the Greek word, means to marry off a daughter. Now, hopefully, Lord says, Sam, I'm going to work a little bit more on that marriage part because I want to bring up something from that. Amen? But what I want you to see that when Jesus mentioned the people in the last days, hallelujah, which he said will be like the days of Noah, marrying and giving in marriage, that this marrying and giving in marriage, along with this eating and drinking, amen, which we discussed a little somewhat about the eating and drinking, but this marrying and giving in marriage is more representation of a holy an unholy union, okay? You say, well, why do you say it? Because one of the reasons is because the flood, which represents the judgment, got them. Okay? Amen. Now, in one sense, we know they represent they went on with their lives. But in another sense, there was something else that in that phrase, marrying and giving in marriage, that the Lord wanted us to see. Okay? Hallelujah. Because some of you would say, well, there are some people who get married. They get married, and they still might come under destruction. Well, I understand what you're saying there. But what I want to do is walk a little bit deeper with this phrase, okay, marrying and giving in marriage, okay? Hallelujah. Now, I want to deal with this part today for us to understand what makes and I told you that this marrying and giving in marriage takes on a deeper meaning and also shows an unholy union, okay? And for us to understand this, let's look and see what God's words say is acceptable unto God, okay? And I want to say that as we go on in this series, because I'm going to name some unacceptable, unholy union or marriages, okay? I'm going to name it. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's not for us to call out things all the time. But on the other end, there are times for us to call out things. And I have seen among some believers today that not only are some of God's people scared, but to me, they just literally are petrified to even call things out for what it is. In other words, they are so scared and petrified to calling a sin sin, and that was an abomination, abomination. Because many of us have allowed the world and the devil to scare us at such a point that we have become afraid to call that which God sin, sin, call a sin, sin, okay? We have become afraid to call that which God called an abomination. You understand what I'm saying? And the Lord was letting us know in this phrase he was saying that here's an indicator to you about Noah's time, the time we're living in now, how also the coming of the Son of Man will be, okay? And it's in the marriages. That's one of the things, it is in the marriages. I think that some of us as Christians really didn't see this, and I got to admit I was one at some point, but the clue is in the different type of so-called marriages today. And the Lord said that is your indicator and showing to you also how it was in Noah's time, okay? Because it's not like before the flood, we were not given a great account of the people in that time of their transaction. Different witnesses in the Bible speaks on certain things about it. But it's not like we got a whole giant, you know, big account of it, okay? But the Lord said, I'm going to give you an idea of what they was doing in Noah's time and why this time is like Noah's time, okay? Amen. And he gives a little bit by saying they were marrying and giving in marriage, okay? But once again, when we just look at on the surface, then we miss the deeper revelation. Now, to understand what made these union or marriages, in another sense, what I'm showing to you to become unholy, what they was practicing in Noah's time, which is being practiced today, let's look at what God calls acceptable or holy, okay? Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 2. The book of Genesis, chapter 2. And let's look in Genesis, chapter 2. Genesis, chapter 2, verse 22 to verse 25. Genesis, chapter 2, verse 22 to verse 25. And the sad thing about it, too, some of us as Christians are even scared to declare what is holy that God calls holy. Amen. We have become scared. I mean, it's like as time went on, the more scared the, quote, many believers became. We always try to, you know how people are trying to say, shh, you know, by putting their finger over their mouth. Well, it seems like that's what we're doing now. We get to a certain way and we put the finger, shh, we all be on the hush-hush. But the world, along with the devil, don't mind telling us where they stand. They don't mind saying that our God's word is no good. They would say that up quick in a hurry with boldness. But here we are as Christians, supposed to be serving the true and living God, and we're the ones who act like we're scared. We got scared. We won't open our mouth. What God calls sin, we won't call it sin. What God calls abomination, iniquity, we won't call it that. You have a few here and there that will stand, and they being persecuted, and the others who are hiding in the corners are hiding in the corners. And sometimes, get this to a degree, the ones that are hiding in the corners are speaking against the ones who are speaking out. Amen. That's what they're doing. They're speaking against the ones who are speaking out. Amen. And what has become dangerous is that some of the believers are now starting to accept these unholy unions. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Genesis chapter 2. Verse 22 to verse 25, the word of God says, let's start at verse 21. It said, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh, and they were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us here that Adam was given a wife, not wives. I'm just going on a silence for a few seconds here because I want to get that sink in to those of you that are listening. The Bible said Adam was given a wife, not wives. Okay? Hallelujah. He was given a wife, not a husband. Amen. Now, once again, some of you is just by me saying it, and I'm talking about some of you that proclaim to be Christians, you cringing up right now. Because you like, oh, man, don't say that. You might start trouble. Well, let me tell you something. When you're speaking the word of God, it's going to be some trouble. Okay? And I'm not telling you go out there and disrespect folks, but I'm talking about you stand on the word of God. It's going to be some trouble. Everybody is not going to love you. Everybody's not going to invite you to their church services. Everybody's not going to invite you to their house. Okay? Everybody's not going to invite you into their circle. Period. And especially if you're standing on the word of God. Because if you really want to stand on the word of God, the only ones that's going to stand with you is those who want to stand really, and I put really, want to stand on the word of God. If they want to play games or not want to stand, they're not going to stand with you. When the fire gets turned up and get hot, you know, what they say, the phrase, you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. Well, a lot of them going to get out the kitchen. Because, see, the heat is going to be turned up, people. All that shouting you were doing in church services and saying how the Lord is the head of your life, well, now you got to prove it now. You're going to have to stand on it. You're going to be challenged to your faith in Christ. Amen. Now, the Bible also let us know that Eve, in these verses we read here, was given a husband, not husbands. Amen. She was given a husband, not husbands. Okay. Hallelujah. She was given a husband, not a wife. And once again, people, listen. If you are a true believer in Christ, guess what you got to do? Declare truth, not compromise. Okay? Some of you wants to compromise, and you wants to, because, you know, you've been good friends with some of the people you have to tell this truth to, and you know and watch them and know how they act, especially when they have heard some truths, how they might cut up and clown so and dissociate themselves with people. Well, you afraid of that. So you thinking, how can I tell them? What way I can tell them? You have to tell them the truth. And the Bible said tell the truth in love. But you have to tell the truth. When you start thinking real hard, how am I telling stuff like that? You finna mess up because you finna drop some sugar into that gospel or some extra water per se, and you finna water it down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said here, in this Genesis chapter 2, verse 25, notice it told us that, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now notice that Adam saw his wife naked. Not wives or not, quote, women. And Eve saw her husband naked, not husbands or men. I want to say this. We're living in a time that disrespect has risen so strong, even among the people, quote, in the church, as you want to say, per se, even among the people there, that people are showing parts of themselves that only their spouse supposed to see. As my brother, Brother Lee would say, uh-oh. Amen. Hallelujah. And you got some husbands that amazes me, but it shouldn't in a sense, at least with some of them, who are helping to advertise parts of their wife that only supposed to be privately for them. Yeah, help advertising. Helping her to buy the shirts to show her breasts, okay? Amen. I mean, you know, good Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And now you have a rise among some women who, in a sense, don't care about their husbands showing certain parts of them off to other women. And see, the Bible said here that both of them were naked and they weren't ashamed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. We're looking at the legal way and acceptable way in the sight of God concerning the marriages or the holy union. And like I said, as I go on this series, I'm going to name some unholy unions. I'm going to call it out. Okay. Now, once again, you know, some of you, hey, you shouldn't do that. I'm telling you right now, we have to use the wisdom of God. God cautioned you, said, don't say that. Some things are not to be said at a particular season. I do understand that. But however, on the other end, there are some things that needs to be said, and God will give you the grace to say. Okay? You're not putting a cap on everything on your mouth. Okay? Come on. And see, some of us as Christians, we done got into that groove now. We tippy-toeing on whatever we saying. Okay? Just tippy-toeing. Okay? Walking on eggshells. You know, that's how we starting to talk like we're walking on eggshells. Okay? Amen. Your God wants us to use wisdom. I ain't saying just let your mouth just fly off anywhere and everywhere. I'm not saying that. But my God, you know, we ain't to put a muzzle every time. Some things you got to call out. And see, there's things going on in the world. And you know what the world doing? They staring at the face of the Christian and saying, what you going to say? And you know what we've been doing? Sitting there silent. And if we ain't sitting there silent, we just mumbling. Or we just fumbling at the mouth trying to get our words. And the world has looked at us and said, oh, they scared. Oh, we see them, they scared. We got them. All we think we had to do is threaten their tax, church taxes. And we got them. Amen. All we got to do is threaten to come investigate money, their money that's going through the church. Oh, we got them. All we had to do is threaten that we got them. Because, see, they're going with where your heart lies. Do you hear what I'm saying? Men of God's people, heart do not lie with God. It's on their things. It's on their money. It's on the cars. It's on the, you know, that's why you got certain people in certain churches, all they're about is buying expensive things for the church and showing off the buildings and stuff. And you'll pick up on that thing. Some of you will pick up quicker than others. It ain't about the movement of the spirit. And then some of them are big into showing big shows to people. I'm talking about in the church now, in the service, okay? Yeah. And it ain't about the leading of the spirit. It's about what kind of show we can show to captivate the people. And see, when you get in that, quote, rhythm, you out of rhythm with God. Now it becomes your show and not God's lead. Amen? Now, Matthew chapter 19, verse 1 through 6, the word of God says, and it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these things, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Not male and male, not female and female, not male and dog, okay? Not female and cat, okay? But male and female. And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, not wives, okay, not cousins, men, or not husbands, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Hallelujah. Jesus told us, showed us that what God joined together, which was legal, what? First off, man and woman. God joined together. Let no man put asunder. Okay? And one of the key things, he said, what God joined together. See, another thing I want to throw out there too, that everybody that come together is not come together of God. You understand what I'm saying? Every union is not a godly union. Every soul bondy is not a godly soul bondy. Okay? You understand that? It's not a godly soul bondy. Okay? And he said, what God have joined together, let no man put asunder. See, for single people, many of them have gone to a point now, it's not about what God says, it's what I feel. I'm going to say it again. See, many of them have gone to a point where they, you know, going to, quote, choose someone to marry, it's not about what God says or thinks, it's about what I feel. And let me go deeper, especially some professing Christians. See, God in the Word gave guidelines for the Christian to follow even when it comes to marriage. He didn't just have you all over everywhere, just running anybody and everybody. One of the things he had Paul to tell us in the book of Corinthians, to marry in the Lord. Okay? Now, that's one of the things he told them. Okay? But see, some have gotten to the point we just marry people who smile at us. They smile at me right, and or the man, oh, she wink eye and roll her hips at me. Oh, she wants to be with me. I'm going to marry her. And then some of the women say, oh, he's so big and handsome, and he talks so soft to me, and so I'm going to marry him. And so, boom, they go do it, and now they're catching the down-home blues ever since they've been married. And who do you think one of the first persons to be blamed? Oh, it ain't blaming themselves. They looking at the Lord, Lord, you, Lord, you, and you, Lord, and you. Amen. Sound like a new theme song they could write to an album. Lord, you, and you, Lord, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so here, Jesus said, whatsoever God had put joined together, let no man put asunder. Okay? But see, here's the problem with man. Man trying to join stuff that God speaks against and expect Almighty God to accept it. Man, even in the, quote, church or among many in the Christian community, are trying to join stuff together that God speaks against, but expect God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept it. Amen. Just like in the days of Noah. And see, the Lord is telling us that here's one of your big hints of like what's going on in Noah. They look at y'all time in your so-called marriages. Look at the different type of marriages and stuff like that. Yeah, you get a hint of what they were doing in Noah's time. He said this time is like Noah's time, especially when it comes to the coming of the Son of Man. Just like the time when during Noah's time when it was came for the flood, which represents the judgment. And Jesus, the Bible said he coming with his mighty with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel. He's going to come to bring judgment, okay? He said in Malachi 3, I come near to you in judgment, a swift witness against the sorcerer, okay? Coming to bring judgment. And in the days of Noah, the judgment with the flood. And the things they were doing in the days of Noah before the flood, God said, hey, this day is like Noah's day. You getting a glimpse of what they was doing in Noah's time. You getting a glimpse of it. You getting to understand it. And this day is similar. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think we got time to look at one more scripture. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And we're going to go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We're going to look at verse 1 to 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 1 to 3. Let's look at what the Apostle Paul had to tell us. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 to 3, it said, now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, hallelujah, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Now this word touch here is dealing with sexual relations, but also if you go a little bit, I don't want to say a little bit deeper, more to that touch also is that there are certain touches that can lead to sexual relations, okay, between people, especially that's not married to each other. He said, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. You hear that? Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Amen? Hallelujah. We see here once again, he said, to avoid fornication. Amen. To avoid fornication. Let every man have his own wife, not somebody else's wife. Now, you see the word own put in there. Now, here's the question. Why would he have to put own in there? He had to. Because he didn't tell you to have someone else's wife. Now, once again, I'm going to call out some unholy unions. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to go into the scriptures concerning this, okay? Hallelujah. Now, glory be to God. And he said, look what he said about the woman. And let every woman have her own husband. That's what the word own, not someone else's husband. And notice he said, let the woman have her own husband, not husbands, or her own wife. He said, let the man have his own wife, not own wives or own husband. Amen. See, God is displaying what a holy union or marriage is in his sight, that which is acceptable. And see, the world is set out to try to, quote, give God something else. And instead of the Christian community, especially those of the body of Christ, rising up and say, hey, God don't accept this. And quit listening to these people talking about, you can't judge me. And some of these Christians getting together with us said, that's right, you can't judge me. Well, I can judge according to the word of God. Someone breaking your house and steal something out of your house, and some of you may be listening, that happened. Did you run up to that judge when the judge put the hammer down and say, you sentenced to this or this happened to that? Did you run up to the judge and say, judge, you wrong, you can't judge him? I guarantee you many of you didn't do that. Amen. You didn't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to stop it there. Amen. We'll stop it there today. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Stop it here with part four today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Our Lord is worthy to be praised. and to be glorified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want to show on that, and we'll come back. Lord say the same with part five. Lord say the same maybe tomorrow, if not, maybe Sunday. Just look for the advertisement. Amen. And like I said, during this series, I am going to call out some unholy marriages, unholy union. Now, once again, some of you may get offended. Okay. Amen. And then there are some of you who say, well, the Lord, he speaks of this in his word for everyone to see. Well, I'm here to tell you that everybody's not reading and everybody's not heeding. And Jesus still has you to tell the word. You know, I guess, you know, some people will make that remark to say, if you're proclaiming it, there's no need of you proclaiming it. It's right there in the Bible to see, and God has for everybody to see and everybody to read. But guess what? Everybody ain't reading the Bible. Okay? And the Lord Jesus still have you go proclaiming. What did you proclaim? Proclaim his word. Okay? Amen. You got to proclaim what's in the word of God, what's already written. Okay? I mean, what's the need of you going out there proclaiming something that's not written? Of course you're going to proclaim something that's written for all to see. Yeah, God want all to see, but everybody ain't reading it. Everybody ain't heeding it. Okay? My God, people, we got a work to do. I think some of us as Christians, we think we just supposed to sit at home and don't do a thing and just go around through town and tell people, I'm a Christian, but we are not to give the word. You got a job to do, man, woman of God. You got a job to do. Your job ain't just to sit at home or just to go to work and eat and come back home, go over and do all over again. No, you got a job other than that. Your job is not confined to just the earth, and I think some of us think it is. We think that our whole existence here on this earth is just to do earthly work. No. You got a purpose. You got a purpose here on earth. Okay? Amen. For the Lord to do a work of the Lord. Not just to go and make bukus of money, live, get older, and die. No. That ain't what your life's supposed to be consisted of. Okay? It's more than that. But see, some of us as Christians act like that's what it is. Amen. That's how we act. We act like that's what it is. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for this day that you've given us and bless us with. We ask, Lord, today, Father, that you would go before us, you know, at this time. And Lord God, we ask that your spirit would open up revelation to your people that seek truth. Father, I thank you for this opportunity and this time you've given me this day to proclaim your word. And I pray that all that here will be blessed by the power of your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget also tomorrow night, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, this is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.